broadcasting almost live from the show headquarters in Chicago, Illinois. It is September 29th, 2005. It is a Thursday, and this is TWAT 9, being hosted by yours truly, Jay Hood. It's Thursday, September 29th. You got Jay Hood right here, and we'll go around the horn, and everybody will tell you who's in this.
I'm Lin-Lin. I'm from the show. Everybody knows me already.
I'm Ace Steve, and I'm also from the show.
I'm Jared. I'm just a guest again.
And I'm Tevic. You only know me from the show.
All right, then. Today, we got things we're going to be mainly talking about, some new Microsoft coming out, but really quick before we get into all that, I just got an update about last week's episode that we had on Thursday. It was TWAT 4. We were talking about Wi-Fi and Google Wi-Fi, and some new information came out on that a little bit ago. More research I did last night. They have a node in New York City now. It's in Bryant Park, and a couple guys started it back in 2001, and they got the city to pass it, and they got node set up in their community network in Bryant Park, and it's this huge park in the middle of New York City, and they got a T1 connection in there, and then they set up a main AP and then two repeater APs in two corners, and it's like strategically laid out so that all areas of the park are covered. And that just got it set up in New York City under Google. They now have the sign in that says sponsored by Google, and you know, it's ad supported by Google. But that's been around for a while, but now it's under Google. Just shows the growth they're doing and how they're expanding in the Wi-Fi market. All right, who's gonna start off our little Microsoft dealy?
I believe Steve has some information about system requirements. Oh, shit, that's all right. I believe Steve has some requirements about the requirements of Microsoft's new OS called Windows Vista. And, it's pretty intensive, but we'll let him talk about that.
All right. Some new requirements for Windows Vista is going to be, instead of bitmaps, they're going to be displaying vectors. And so you might want to have a 256 graphics card. So that's just a good medium. You might want to have higher than that. It's going to be, non memory being shipped on cards will hurdle up when Vista ships. Let's see, 2 gigs is the ideal configuration for 64 bits, and 32-bit Vista will work ideally with 1 gig with a minimum of 512. However, 64-bit is handling data chunks that are double the size, so you're going to need the double memory, hence the 2 gigs. let's see. DDR3 is going to be, it's not going to kick out until 2007. SATA hard drives is going to be the way to go with Vista. AGP is not going to be optimal. You're going to want to get some PCI Express enabled motherboards for if you're planning on making a Vista machine. Also, one important thing is that you're not going to be able to keep your current display because current TFT monitors are not going to be able to display the HD DVD or Blu-ray content DVDs because you're going to need a HDCP compatible monitor. And the HDCP is used to encrypt the video signal as it travels along a digital connection to an output device to prevent people copying it. If you have a standard DVI or even an analog output, you're going to see HD scaled down to far less than HD resolution for viewing. And that's all I have to say about that.
What do you think Vista's going to do for all the new hardware manufacturers? Because it's going to require all this super intensive shit to run this new operating system. I think it's kind of a plot to, you know, that Microsoft has with all these hardware manufacturers to try to make people buy the new hardware in order to run the new operating system that everybody's going to want to run. What do you think about that?
Yeah. A lot of people are going to need to upgrade almost everything because a lot of people right about now have not, like, just enough to run a real good XP. But, yeah, I don't know. a lot of people are going to have to buy new shit.
Alright, yeah, Steve, it didn't sound like you were reading that off of a webpage, but anyways, I'm going to go through all the different versions of Vista's going to come out with, and it's going to be coming out with 9 different versions of Windows Vista. Pretty crazy. Going to expand a little more, but there's Windows Vista Starter Edition, and it's severely limited. You can only run about 3 amps at 3 apps at once, and it's got no 64-bit support, and that's going to be widely distributed in like third world countries, and it's probably going to be like shared freely as like a trial type thing to Vista, just so to stray piracy away from Vista. And then you got Windows Vista Home Basic Edition, and that's for budget users. You know, it's severely limited, but it's not as limited as the Starter Edition. And you got Home Basic Edition N. It's only available in Europe, and it's just like Home Basic Edition, but no Windows Media Player, because they want to kick up the media market in Europe, and getting rid of Windows Media Player will bring out some better media apps in Europe. And then there's Home Premium Edition, and it's got HDTV and DVD support. It's more media center geared, like HTPC stuff. It's basically replacing Media Center Edition, more services like Media Center or Media Center Edition, but it's got HDTV support. And we got Windows Vista Professional Edition, and it's more to the business market, and it's got Windows Server support, you know, just for businesses. Windows Vista Professional Edition N, it's the Professional Edition, but just for Europe, same thing as before. Windows Vista Small Business Edition, geared towards small businesses with no IT. It's got integrated system maintenance for like managers that don't know, have computer experience, and they need a computer system running in their small business. And then there's Windows Vista Enterprise Edition, and it's a superset of Professional Edition, just like bump ups and hop ups, and it's just a little better. And then you got Windows Vista Ultimate Edition, and it's a superset of Home and Pro combined, and it's everything's hopped up, and it's got a ton of features out of the box. It's got podcast support, graphics performance tweaker, and downloadable media for free, like kind of like what Winamp has, the built-in downloadable audio video viewers, and that's all out of the box. And it's really geared for high-end PCs and gamers, and then like video audio graphics editors, like any multimedia editors, because it's gonna take pretty killer system specs to run some of the things, but it's Vista anyway, so you're gonna have a pretty good computer, as Steve mentioned. But yeah, so you're gonna have to have a good PC. It's gonna be for hardcore gamers, and then editors of all sorts, and everyone will probably be going after that, and you're probably gonna be seeing that one all over like TorrentSpy or whatever.
So you think by the time Microsoft decides to ship Vista, which who knows when the hell that'll be, they've been delaying it for years. You think when they finally start shipping it, they will keep all these additions?
I say they'll probably have more. That's just corporate America plot to trap our minds into thinking that we need something that we really don't.
I think they're spread too thin. They really need to pick it up. I mean, podcast utility, hello? How many of those do we already have? I mean, you got iTunes at least, and I'm sure there are a million others, and how many people besides all of us in this room probably and a few others are going to be interested in that?
Yeah, but you got to think about, this Windows was made for noobs, and people that don't know anything about podcasting and don't know how to use any podcasting software out there now, and they're going to be the ones that need to use that, because, you know, people that don't know anything about a network or, you know, wireless access, they're just going to use standard Windows zero configuration access. They're not going to configure that to them, like, to their specifications, because they're just noobs like that. And that's the whole entire point of Windows and Microsoft, the company. It's made for noobs that don't know anything.
Well, going along with that, you also got to think that probably no one in their right mind is going to buy that except maybe like your average power user or your really, I mean, like that graphics tweaker. I mean, maybe someone in the gaming world who finds a use for it might be interested in it, but otherwise, I don't see if anyone will. So
people buy $7,000 computers for gaming when you can do it for $1,000. So I people have money and they like to spend it, so it's going to happen. It's just for a bunch of noobs with a lot of money.
I kind of have a comment on that. You know, it doesn't really matter how much it costs. What I think that Microsoft will do is they're just going to basically phase out the old stuff. You know, they're not going to have new updates for XP. They're going to stop making hardware over in China for XP stuff. They're just going to start cranking out, you know, the newer stuff that costs more at this time, and they're just going to crank out more of it, so it's going to end up being cheaper. I really don't think it's going to make a difference how much it costs, because if a person's dedicated to that, you know, they'll spend as much as they want. You know, if the people really care about, say, like gaming and stuff, like James said, you know, if they really wanted to, they could spend $7,000 instead of spending $1,000. I just think in the long run, though, that Windows is just basically going to, you know, just Windows XP is going to become obsolete and no one's going to use it anymore.
I think that, another point to bring up about Vista in general is that I think a lot of the things that they're doing, such as the podcasting software that's built in, I think they're trying to mimic a lot of the features built into Mac OS X in particular, especially with, you know, the vectoring images and making everything look pretty. I don't know. That's just my opinion on that.
Well, speaking of Macs, we have an article here about Mac OS viruses. So this guy is basically boasting about how Mac OS X doesn't have any viruses, and while the time there might not be any widespread viruses, you know, I'm really computer stupid, but I would think that there would be some sort of Mac computer virus that is out there, you know, that's infected some Macs, but it hasn't been widespread as the Windows viruses. But, you know, it's just a matter of time. This guy's claiming, oh, it's a matter of time before we get it, and yeah, I agree with that. But this guy's just very arrogant about Mac OS. He's offering a $500 reward before October 16th if you can basically, you know, infect enough computers to say, oh, I did this. And why? There's no reason. You know, why would someone want to infect a Mac? It's a Mac.
Well, you see that guy, he's affiliated with the Macintosh Security Department, and they're testing out their scripts and codes to see if anybody can crack it, because if they do find somebody to crack it, then they would have found a hole or a backdoor or something that somebody can go through, and then they can find something to fix. It's basically a form of beta testing, but they give you money, and it's a pretty good idea, but it's also kind of stupid, because then people exploit your operating system.
Any way you look at it, any piece of software can be exploited by, you know, anybody that has enough time on their hands to do so. I mean, look at Windows. You think when Windows first came out, you know, when Windows XP first came out, you think there was a million viruses out of the box for it? No, there was, you know, a bunch of scrawny hacker guys sitting in his mom's garage somewhere, you know, writing code to exploit this shit. So, yeah, you know, eventually something will come around, and in 5 years when Microsoft, you know, files for bankruptcy and everybody's using a Mac, that's when we will see, you know, when the Mac viruses will start to surface.
Yeah, we've been having a big discussion on all this about how the world will be run by Macs in 5 years, and Google will own the world in 5 to 10 years, and then we'll blow ourselves up with nukes and global warming in 10 to 15 years. So any way you look at it, the world is fucked. Microsoft's going bankrupt. We're all fucked. It's going to be good, though, because it's going to clean up the world of noobs, because, you know, they're going to have to learn up if there's no Windows anymore, which is a good thing. But, yeah, basically we're all fucked.
I think, like, in the long run, though, that Microsoft and Mac will probably actually merge. You know, for Microsoft to save face, they'll appear that they're buying out Mac, but in reality, Mac will be, you know, pulling the strings. It'll be like Dick Cheney and George Bush. George Bush isn't running the show. Dick is, you know that.
Did you ever see Pirates of Silicon Valley? Did you ever see that, Jared? Did you? No, I don't think you did. You don't know how things roll up in this bitch. It's all about the stealing, all right? Everybody steals everything. Nobody knows shit in this world anymore. They just steal other people's shit. And so I guess you're right. Somebody will dupe somebody else, and like, own their software, and one of them will be gone, but we'll all be on Macs in 5 years. Enough said.
Look at Windows already. They're already trying to clone out Mac OS.
All right, next topic.
Tabak, go. Tabak's going to talk about some Microsoft Office things and the new releases and shit that they've, improvements that they've made, but I'll let him talk about that.
Yeah, well, to start off, they're trying to revamp it completely. You know, like, the current versions, they're littered with menus. I mean, everywhere you look, there's a menu, here's a menu, there's a menu. They're trying to get away with the menus and the toolbars and all the different dialogues. And they're trying to change it to, like, just a simple button does exactly what you want. So, they're trying to do that, and they're trying to make it kind of look pretty at the same time. So what we've got is an end result is pretty much something that looks sort of like Mac OS. It's even got a silver metal look to it. Anyone got opinions on what it looks like right now?
It looks pretty cool. I mean, the main thing that, you know, there's a lot of research. Microsoft pays a lot of people a lot of money to figure this shit out, to design these interfaces. And I was watching this video that was on some website, and we'll post a link to that wherever we can, but basically, one of the main things that they look for to try to improve software is the amount of clicks that you have to make. And with this new Microsoft Word, to do anything, it's like, you know, one or two clicks to do all this stuff. It's pretty cool.
Well, you got to look at, like, I like having maybe just a standard or font toolbar here. I mean, if you look at the screenshots, what they've got so far, I mean, the buttons are these huge, huge things with huge icons, and the toolbars are stacked, like, 2 and 3 thick. So...
yeah, we'll see how that goes. You know, that'll be a whole other slew of exploits and security flaws and stuff, you know, with Microsoft. Typical Microsoft shit.
I mean, and just to add on to that, it's going to be applying to everything that goes with Office, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, basically everything. So if you don't like it, there's no way out without staying with an older version.
Well, I guess that about wraps up this Twat 9. I don't know, you got something else to say, David?
They're still trying to look at it. They're trying to make it uncluttered.
All right, yeah, nobody cares about you. I just cut you off. All right, anyways, we're going to wrap this up. Gonna go around the horn again for, you know, emails and plugs of projects. You know, as you know, I'm Jay Hood, hosting this episode of Twat. You know, we got Twat at twattech.org, you know, Techshow.org. We got a new episode 5, coming out on October 1st. It's going to be there by midnight. I'm going to have to do a lot of crunching that day with editing, because we still haven't really started the episode at all, barely. But, anyways, next.
I'm Linlin. You can reach me at linlin@techshow.org. I'd like to apologize, first off, for... if you hear any dog barking in the background, we happen to be in my room right now. And the windows are open because it's kind of hot. So, yeah, you know, just on a side note, ignore any dogs barking or, you know, insolent tabics, you know, rummaging about.
All right, I'm Steve, and you can reach me at styvk8@gmail.com.
And I'm Jared. I can be reached at ssjgogeta88@yahoo.com. And I'd like to apologize for the coughing you hear in the background. I'm kind of sick, but yeah.
And I'm Nick Tabak, nicktabak@gmail.com. So that about sums it up.
Yeah, my email, by the way, is jhood@techshow.org. Yalinlin@techshow.org, obviously.
One last thing, if you want to get involved with this, email droops@infonomicon.org. We really need, you know, we got about 20 people involved with Twat so far. We need about, you know, golden numbers like 30, so that we only have to do about 12 or 13 shows a year.
And, yeah, that wraps it up. Hope you had fun tonight. Probably see us next Thursday, because Thursday looks to be our day for us here at Techshow. And that's me, Jay Hood, signing off.